Hey, what's up?
I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Easy Life, where we do what is hard now so we can live easy later. This is the podcast for people who crave purpose, peace, and balance. Thank you for taking the time to come hang out with me. Today is your day. Let's get after it. This is episode 70, titled Prioritizing Self-Care, 3 tips to survive the holiday season. Okay, I know I said I was not feeling the holiday season a few weeks ago, but I have made a complete 180. It probably has a little something to do with the fact that I am officially off work for the rest of the year. Woohoo! Meowie Christmas to me. With my time off, I'm doing a lot of traveling to go see family, and I'll actually be gone for 2 weeks in a row. The upcoming travel has got me thinking about some of my favorite self-care tips, and I wanted to share them with you about how I prioritize my needs and my self-care during traveling and especially around the holiday season. The holidays can be tough. You're off your schedule, there's a bit more stress than usual, and you also are lying around a lot more than you typically do, and you eat so much more. I don't know about you, but I eat a lot more. I feel like most of my day is just prioritized around what I'm going to eat next and just constantly shoving my face with all the delicious treats. Anyways, here are 3 ways to make sure that you are prioritizing your self-care during the holiday season. Number 1, move your body. I can hear your groan already. I know that it is so easy to just snuggle up by the fire and literally not move for days, but friends, action creates a reaction. Let me say that again. Action creates a reaction. The more you move, the better you are going to feel. It is going to initiate energy in your life. And everybody wants to be energized, right? Like, we want this. I'm a huge fan of rest and relaxation, but it can be really hard to balance this during the holidays. You either, like, well, honestly, I don't know if I've ever worked out too much during the holidays. It's normally the other way where I lay around too much and I don't, you know, get up and move my body, or I don't do as hardcore of workouts as I normally do. So it's hard to get that balance. But what I always try to remind myself is that I'm not going to regret doing it. But it's important to make a realistic plan. For me, that means hitting my 10,000 steps and doing an at-home workout for at least 30 minutes most days. I found a plan that I like and I know that I can do literally anywhere, and it leaves me with zero excuses. I also know that if I can force myself to do this early in the day, it's so much easier. If I can just get up a little bit earlier, I don't have to wake people up, I don't have to interrupt the day or whatever plans are going on. It's just easier, and then you're done and you don't have to worry about it. Movement is just one of those things that sucks in the moment, but it truly makes an impact on your health and happiness. Number 2, make an eating plan. If you're traveling or hosting, make a plan for your eating. My diet has been bonkers lately, bouncing from vegan to vegetarian and now landing somewhere around a flexitarian. More on that another day. But I realize that it can sometimes be a real burden on other people. So limit the amount of struggle that your family and your friends has to deal with. The holidays are tough enough. Plan out your must-have grocery items. Some of mine are spinach, tempeh, almond milk, oats or oatmeal, protein powder, energy bars, and hummus. Having a must-have grocery list makes it easy to either do a quick shop or send it to your amazing family who always goes through all of your food ups and downs without a single complaint ever. Thank you, family. I love you. Also, pack snacks. I am a snackaholic. I love them, and I think it's so important to have snacks in your car, in your bag, wherever you're going, because you never know when hunger will strike. And the best way to love on yourself is to make sure that you are well-fed and not hangry. Nobody likes a hangry person, okay? So just do yourself a favor, get yourself some snacks. Number 3, find your zen. How do you create peace and tranquility in your life? For me, it is God time and essential oils. I need that to be at peace. It is so important to ground yourself and really tune in to what you need, especially right now. There is so much chaos and things you cannot control, and the best present that you can give yourself and others is a peaceful, balanced you. If you're not sure what you can do to zen it out, I would highly recommend yoga and meditation. I'm personally obsessed with Yoga with Adrienne on YouTube. She has all types of yoga videos from a let it go flow to travel recovery yoga. They range from 10 to 45 minutes. And plus, since it's on YouTube, you will always have access. Win-win. I also do a Headspace nighttime meditation every night. I love Headspace. I really saw improvement with my sleep and am now working on incorporating it more into my day. It's easy to use. It's usually like 10 minutes. I pay for it, but there is a free version. Totally would recommend it. If that's not your jam, though, the easiest Zen hack of all is a nice, long, deep breath. Let's do one together. Breathe in for 4, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 2. And let it go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That was really hard to like say that and breathe at the same time. I don't know if it sounded like I was breathing because I kind of wasn't. That was hard to do. So hopefully that works for you. But yeah, do like a breathing exercise and just getting some of that stale air out of your lungs is really helpful and energizing and rejuvenating. Those are just a few quick ways to make sure that you are loving on yourself this holiday season. By being the best you, you can really love on those around you better. So remember to move your body, make an eating plan, and find your zen. One bonus tip I'll give is to watch your sleeping habits. Try to get a solid 8 hours, not 10, not 6, and that will really help you feel rejuvenated and ready to finish wrapping those last minute gifts. Go, 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 go. I'll end with this wonderful quote by Anne Lamott. Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. With that said, this will be my last podcast of 2018. But don't fret, I'll be back next year with new content and new platforms. Stay connected with me on Instagram at heezy.life. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. I'm so proud of you, and great things are coming your way. Have a great day and keep it heezy, my friends.